Are you ready to excel? Excel with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Live. We'll explore topics from family, religion, finances, health, healing, and transformation. Dr. Gina's platform is your springboard to excel. Transformation is just a chat away. Let's talk about it, family.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so excited today. Oh my goodness, I couldn't wait to get to you guys. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. It is far in between, I tell you, every other Wednesday. Soon we'll be picking up and we'll have more days, but until then, I love every minute of it. So today we have such an awesome guest. Her name is Pamela Lou Hing, and she is an author, a businesswoman, and she is also a life coach, and she's going to be on with us today sharing some of her tips. She is the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse. I am so excited about having her on. I cannot wait. She's going to actually give us some tips on how to bring purpose into business and business into purpose and all of this great stuff from becoming an employee, going in from being an employee to becoming an employer. So she's got a ton of wisdom that God has given her. So I'm so excited about interviewing her today. But I just wanted to say that last radio chat that we had with Pastor Isaiah was awesome. But this one right here is going to be even greater because this is going to go into a lot of the people that listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat actually are going into business, and they have several different ideas, and some people are working in corporate businesses and other businesses and companies, and they're not quite certain of what their purpose is. So this is why I'm so excited today to have Pamela on, because she's going to share with us the journey that God has allowed her to go on to be able to give us this great information that she's going to be sharing with us. So I'm very excited. And for those of you that look for Marcus, he wasn't able to be on today, but I am so certain that we will have a great show. And we miss you, Marcus. I'm so sorry that you couldn't be with us today. Hopefully he'll be able to return. But until then, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat is going to always have great guests on. We just keep getting better and better. Please let your friends and family know about it. Tell them, share with them, let them know, because the numbers are growing and we need to support one another. You never know. I might have someone you know, or it may be you next, that may be interviewed by me. So I'm so excited to get you ready. You got to get ready, because you are people full of purpose, and iron sharpens iron. So I'm so excited to be able to share this movement with you guys. So again, God bless you, and I'm so glad that you are tuning in. If you want to call in and ask Pamela any questions or myself during the interview, the number, the toll-free number is 1-888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Good grief. I don't want you guys to be too shy that you can't call in. I want you to call in. Tell your friends. If you don't want to call in, tell your coworker to call in for you. That's how you do that. If you don't want to call in and you're shy to call in, tell your son or your daughter or somebody to call in for you. We want to interact with you. I know Pamela would love to answer a lot of your questions. And if you have any comments or anything that you want to share, but she'll be joining on with us shortly. So I'm very excited about that. Pamela, are you ready to come on?
I am here, Dr. Gina. I'm ready.
All right. I'm so glad that you are here, Pamela. I could not wait. After we had chatted, I had got such an excitement to really share your testimony and your the tools and strategies that the Lord has given you. Do you know how many people need? Well, I guess you do know, because you travel and you do all these conferences, and you've been really, really looked sought after to do conventions and stuff to share what God has given you. Can you tell us a little bit about that moment that you got that revelation, that Damascus, I like to call it, when we have that moment with God where the light bulb goes off and he starts pouring in us? What exactly was that like for you?
That was me looking up into a blue sky after I received my third pink slip. And I walked out of the building, and I looked up, and I said, Lord, what's next? What is next? And this dates all the way back about 23 years ago. So I am originally from Detroit, and I was working at a number two trauma hospital there in Detroit. And so my shift would be from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. And our jobs were very critical. I was patient relations rep there. And I tell you, I was preparing for work one day, and my boss called me and said, Pam, don't worry about coming to work today. And she said, we are eliminating the entire department, including my job. And so that was strike number one. And then, say, about 8 years ago here in Charlotte, North Carolina, I was working as a recruiter at a temporary agency. And 3 months after being on the job, we were doing some great things there. We were helping tons of people find employment. And the general manager came in, and I'm thinking, okay, this is our monthly meeting. But he slid across the table a pink slip to all of us, and that is, okay, we're closing this office effective next week. And that was strike number two. And so then the third was at a college here in North Carolina, and I was a director of admissions there. And I had moved into that position. I was in that position all of 8 months. And I'll never forget, the VP came in, and I, of course, I'm thinking this is my monthly report. And again came another pink slip. And so I was working 12, 18-hour days, giving everything I had to that school, but yet it wasn't enough. And so it was due to economic conditions, we're going to have to let you go. And so that was my revelation. When I walked out on that last time about 5 years ago, and I looked up and I said, you know, there's got to be something else. And so I really looked at all of my gifts and talents, and I just sat down and did some introspective work. And that's how I came up with my company, Legacy Partners.
Oh, wow. And you know what? When you said that you were from Detroit, the thing is that I don't think that Pamela realizes is that, and I'm sharing this with her for the first time, I'm also from Detroit, and I did relocate to Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah, I think that that is such a coincidence. I really never... We never got that far in our conversation to even discuss that, because the information about how this got started in your life with the pink slip was just, you know, like, gosh, you know how many people would be devastated after something like that? I mean, what do you do from that point? So once you got the pink slip and you realized that this was a whole floor and the company and it wasn't just you, I mean, what was your mindset at that point? Did you think about, you know, possibly looking for another job, or were you, you know, what was it? You just knew to turn to God in prayer?
Mm-hmm. Prayer was definitely, for me, number one. But, you know, after you pray, then God says, okay, faith without works is dead, so we've got to go to work. And right. I began to, yes, I did. Honestly, I put out resume after resume after resume. As a matter of fact, the resumes and the applications were falling out of a file. That's how many I put out there. But there was nothing that resonated with me. There was no one saying yes to me. And so I took that as a sign, okay, God, you obviously want me to do something else. And that company had given me, the last company I was with, they gave me a severance package. And as a part of that severance package, they actually sent me to a coach who could help me, of course, determine what my next steps would be. And instead of her coaching me on a career, after the first session, she looked at me and she says, why aren't you doing your own business? Why aren't you opening your own consulting firm?
Wow.
And it was so funny, Dr. Gina, because I had already begun thinking about that process and what would I be doing next. Honestly, it would be coaching and consulting.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So... you know, your first experience, what was that like? I want to get into the book, but I want to set it up too, because I know people can relate to this. A lot of people are afraid to step out on faith like that. I mean, because you're talking about starting your own business, and then you're talking about, you know, people that maybe not so confident and have that relationship with God that they would actually feel like they can actually, who's going to listen to me?
Yes.
You know, what? Who's going to want to hear what I have to say? Like, who am I to say something? So Can you tell me what that first experience was like for you? That whole beginning of that was, and also, was the book Pink Slip written before that, or did you start with the speaking engagements first, and then Pink Slip came from there?
Okay, well, let me answer the second question first, and I'll go backwards.
Okay.
The book was launched last year. And so this was well after all of these experiences. And so the Pink Slip, the powerhouse, is about my journey. So I'll just say that, and I'll leave a pin there, and I'll go back to what was I feeling. Dr. Gina, I was scared. I was a single mom. I had two children. I had one in high school and one in a younger child. My children are now 25 and 12. And so at that time, I was truly scared, and realizing that when we lose a job, whether we are fired, whether we receive a severance package or anything in between, we go through a grieving process. So it's just essentially like losing a family member, because that's your livelihood. That's what you're counting on, especially being a single mom. And so I was afraid, and that took me to my notebook. I'm a big proponent of journaling. And so I began to list all of my talents and all of my skill sets. And all of the opportunities. So I didn't close my eyes to any opportunity that crossed the desk, because I've been in sales, Dr. Gina, for well over 30 years. It started with lemonade stands and then T-shirts I sold many years ago. Even at 15 or 16, I had a tutoring service there in the neighborhood that it started. So I've sold everything from lipstick to cleansing cream, drugs, legal drugs, of course, and pharmaceutical sales, clothing, meat over the phone. So I had done so many things. And even my last job at this particular college, what I realized and what God showed me is that I had a gift of strategic planning. And I have a bachelor's degree in communications public relations. And here I am sitting in the boardroom with PhDs and master's degree individuals. And the president of the college asking me to lead a transition at the college. And so I led teams of doctors. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was mind-blowing. And so what I did, I sat down to take an account of all the blessings that God had given me and the gift that he'd given me, and not to shortchange. And all too often, especially as people of faith, we're very slow to recognize our gifts. We see it as bragging, but it's not bragging at all. As a matter of fact, when that happens and you're in a critical point, you're trying to make a decision, which way do I go, that's the appropriate time to really look at your gifts and say, God, I know you've given me some stuff. What is it? And you get it out and you get it on paper. And so that's where I was. I was afraid, but yet I was moving forward.
You know, and it's really, you touched on a very, very important key, false humility. You know, a lot of times it's not about so much of bragging or looking or thinking of yourself highly. It is really just acknowledging where God has brought you. I mean, because just like you said, you had to sit back and see really where you were at. And it was so much more broader than just where you were. God wanted to see the ability, wanted you to see the ability and your capability and the wisdom that he has given you. That people with degrees, higher degrees or whatever, it was a gift that they were after for you. It wasn't a title. It wasn't a degree. It was the gift that God had placed in you that they need. And this is why a lot of believers don't understand that what God has imparted into us is just like every person in the Bible. That he has given of small stature or, you know, the less than, and given them that wisdom to where the kings had to pull on them to receive the wisdom of God. So it's our walk. It's not something to be ashamed of, you know, and it's not something to be insecure about. So I love that you tapped into that. And I think a lot of us fall short in who we are by not recognizing God in us. I think about even Jesus, when he was walking and when he was young, and how he went in the synagogue and they were listening to him and that wisdom. It's the same anointing upon us. So, again, I love that that was the moment, and this is how, because of your journaling, is how Pink Slip came about. Hear about, I noticed in your press kit, we had you had step four. That was like stood out. Can you tell the listeners about why step four is like a favorite to share for you? What is step four about?
Step four. Well, first of all, let me say this. The book is divided into three sections, and I like to share that so that people can get an idea of where I'm going with it. The first section is, I've lost my job, now what? And that's where step four, that's the final step in the first section. And the second is transitioning from employee to employer. And then the third is powerhouse in motion. So I actually take you from, I've lost my job, now how do I figure out what's next for me? And then when we embark upon a new venture from employee to employer, it's a shift that we must make. What are the critical elements that need to be included in this shift? What are they? How do I do that? How do I shift my mind from working for someone else to working for myself? And then lastly, how do I make it all happen and create my own? That's the final section. So going back to your question, Dr. Gina, step four is challenge your fear to a fight. And you asked me, what was I thinking about? And I told you I was afraid. Mm-hmm. I had to fight my way through that. I had to pray my way through that. And, you know, in that step, you know, you're thinking about all the things that, of course, you did, and then you start doubting yourself. You know, the doubt sets in, and then, you know, you thinking about what you could have done, what you should have done, what you didn't do, and you're going through, again, a grieving process and the cycle of denial. Did that really happen to me? Okay, now what am I going to do with this? And you feel like someone has just pulled the rug from under you, turned off the light, and left you into darkness. That's truly what you feel like. Right. And so this is a critical step in the book, because this is where you either fight or you flee. And so, Dr. Gina, I chose to stay and fight. I had no choice. I had two kids and myself. We had to keep a roof over our head. So that's really why step four is so critical.
I love that step four, you know, because a lot of us, you know, fear can paralyze you. And that's the whole attempt of the enemy when he wants to paralyze us from moving forward. But I love the fact that, and I want to encourage the listeners, you know, and to get your book, because it's going to really help you to understand all of this about, it's, to me, reading the book also gives some kind of insight of who you are, and also challenges you to allow God to really take you to another level in faith in him. So you talk about fear and how, you know, the adversary uses fear to literally stop us from moving in the direction God wants us to. And I love the fact that you had enough faith and belief and hope in God. You took the step after first step after the next. You just kept walking until he started unfolding things before you. And this is what I want people to be encouraged. And I love these shows, because these testimonies, your story, you know, what help people be encouraged. Listen, you may not have all the answers. Use what you have and just allow them to just order your steps. And that's what you get. And you either can sink or swim. And that's just where you were. And so a lot of us find our situations and we give up, and we go to other means that's even less than or pushes us further back from where God is pushing us up. So a setback, like they say, is literally a set up, right, Pamela?
That's it. It's a setup. And, you know, Dr. Gina, let me share this. You know, when we talk about fear, I need to take this a step further, because it's not just about the fear, but of course, the fight or flee, but it's about the faith that has to replace the fear. And so as I have been thinking about our call, and I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and we were talking about what blocks us from faith. And so as I began to think about that, there are really three areas. One is the fear of the unknown. And so really that's what blocks a lot of us from our faith and having faith in God, because, of course, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things I've seen. So we can't see it, but we got to walk that thing out and trust that God has us and he has that next step. I mean, he knew us. He created us. You know, he knew before the formation of the earth that we would be. And so he knew exactly what our purpose is right now. And so that's one of the things. The other thing is control. We as human beings, we feel like we're in control. And when you receive that pink slip, you have lost all control. But let it be known that you never had control in the first place, because you had someone controlling your income, how much you could make. what you could do, what time you could go and take care of your sick child or take care of your sick parent or take care of yourself. There was really no control in the first place. So that's false evidence appearing real. And then, of course, the laser focus on activity versus Christ. So we're so busy sometimes being busy that we lose focus of our center, and that affects our faith. And so I thought that that conversation was very interesting. I wanted to share that today. And then the answer to all of that was really deepening our knowledge of Him. And so during that time, I must share that I really delved into the Word. I found myself, at church more, studying His Word more, learning more about Him, and that helped to increase my faith in Him. You know, when you read Hebrews 11, it really talks about faith, and down through the generations, it's a reminder of how God was there for His people. And so if He was there for them then, surely He will be there for us now. And He will never leave us nor forsake us.
Yesterday, today, and forevermore. And this is the whole thing, what I try to also, and I'm so glad that you touched on that too, about faith, because this is what God has really been ministering to me and to, you know, pouring into me to share with you. This is what God has been really wanting me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you much better, yes.
Okay. This is what God has really been wanting to pour, has been pouring into me to share with people. Is that, you know, fear, faith is confidence in God. It is actually the confidence in Him. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but it's the evidence, the title deed of the things of that's not seen. But, you know, it's a lot of believers that believe. They believe in God. They believe Jesus. When the disciples was walking with Him, they believed. But when Peter was asked to come on that water, his lack of confidence had him thinking. And so we can obey and see, you know, we can obey, and that's a level of belief and it's a level of faith, but it's a lot of believers still doubting and still worrying and still stressing. And it's a lot of believers that are on jobs, relying on jobs more than they are on God. So when we're tested in these areas with faith, it's really saying you can't see me, but you really can see me. Because you can see me, if you can put your focus on God, then nothing is impossible. If you put your focus and your confidence in Him, you can do all things. If you put your focus and trust in Him and you have your confidence, that level of faith, that no matter what is there and what's not there, God is always there, you know? And so I love when you said that, because you spent more time with Him. You went to services. You read the Bible. You got more of Him in you, which empowered you even more. We can't expect that empowerment unless we spend time with Him. So no matter what the circumstance, every situation of a loss could go through a breathing process, from getting a pink slip, from being let go, laid off, from being divorced, from losing a loved one. Mm-hmm. It's all a grieving process. Where do you go from there? What is the next move? Can you turn the mess into a miracle? And do we have to know everything? You know, Eve got in trouble for wanting to know everything. That was the area that the enemy was able to tempt her in, is knowing. I mean, when our confidence is in Him, all we got to know is Him. And I'm not saying just be like blinded or anything like that, but the Bible says for us that we live and move and have our being by His Spirit. And when we have such a grip on things and people, we're not moving by His Spirit. And so this is where the distractions and the frustration and the disappointment come about. But I'm telling you, what a friend we have in Jesus to bring you. I'm single, and I can relate to that. Faith walking with a child, I want to touch that on that too, because we got a lot of single mothers that's listening. Pamela, I want us to talk about that. Come on now, because single moms getting a call from the Lord and you looking at your baby, and practical comes in mind all day long when God is saying, I want you walking in supernatural. What was that like? Can you encourage single moms in that moment where you're trying to come out of the practical, oh, I got these mouths to feed, I got to keep a roof over his head, but Lord, I want to be obedient to you. And I know you're calling me. What was that like as a mom?
As a mom, wow, that's a loaded question, Dr. Gina. The human
That's real deep.
That's deep, and it's heavy. It's heavy, and I can tell you that I was heavy. I was heavy because I knew that God had, first of all, my first calling was to be a mom, okay, to be a Christian and be a mom, a good mom, not just any mom, but a great mom to my children. That means I had to provide. I had to provide for them. And so that was my first call. And then I had this purpose over here. I'm like, God, okay, now you've shown me that I have a greater purpose. So how do I provide for them? And how do I live out what you told me that I need to live out? The reason why I'm walking the face of this earth is not just to be a mom, but also I've got to reach the masses with the message that you've given to me. And so I felt very heavy at that time. And I'll just be quite honest. So and that's really keeping it real. But that's when you got to pray more, you got to dig deeper, and then you've got to be very intentional about the moves you make. And so when I think about that, you know, I think about the story, this recent story of the Walker family who traveled 13,000 miles, 194 days from Argentina to Philadelphia.
Wow.
And they traveled through 13 countries, Dr. Gina, in a 1980 remodeled Volkswagen with their four children. They did not know that they were going to meet the Pope, but they started blogging and getting their message out there, and they got in their vehicle, and they traveled those 13,000 miles. And when they arrived in Philadelphia at 6 a.m. that morning that they met the Pope, they got a call from the Vatican and told them where they needed to be.
Wow.
They didn't know, but they had hope. They had faith that they would see him. They walked. They did it. You know, and not only did they do it, they said, okay, we're going to get in the car, and then we need to let the world know what we're doing. We're traveling across the country. They probably blogged every day about their experiences throughout that day. And so God, he really, every day, if we keep our eyes open, he reveals the next step.
Yes.
But and he tells us, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Stay focused on today. So what does God have for you today? And that's truly where I was then, looking at my children and looking at my purpose, saying, okay, God. And so he said, focus on today. And so this is what I need you to do today. So you make one step, then I will make two. And, you know, I'd like to share what I talk about, and that is focus. I have had some challenges as I have been building my business over these past few years with focus. Okay, God, what is it that you... What is the message here? And so FOCUS is an acronym. Typically, it's follow one course until successful, but I'd like to offer the people this. Number one is find the right people at the right time with the right resources, the F. Okay, so find the right people at the right time with the right resources. So that's where I was, being a single mom trying to figure this thing out. The O was staying open to opportunities. So I opened my mind up on that particular day, every single day. I was opening my mind and staying open to what God had for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the C is for commitment to mastery. I was with Dr. Kimbrough, Dennis Kimbrough, this past weekend. And he said this, it takes 7 to 10 years to master anything, 7 to 10 years. And so how committed are you to master whatever it is God has given you to do? How committed are you? And then the U is for understand the rules of engagement. Truly understand whatever God has for you to do, whatever he's planted in your heart. If he's given you the desire, he truly will give you and equip you with everything you need to make it happen. And so by understanding the rules of engagement, what will it take to make it happen? So if you're so busy in a day's time, focused on understanding what it takes to make it happen, now you're equipping yourself with knowledge. You're making one step while God is making two and three and opening up doors for you to walk through. And then lastly is the S, systems. Start early with the systems and developing systems. And I'll give you one quick one. We all need customers. That's what makes a business go, whether you sell a product or you have a service. We need customers. How are you going to take care of your customers? Because those are the people that God has said, I need you to connect with. I need you to breathe belief into their life. I need your product to fulfill a need that they have. I need your service to serve my people. And these are the people that I'm giving to you. How are you going to take care of them? Are you going to follow with them, you know, immediately? How are you going to follow up? A phone call, an email. Those are systems. But decide that early on. And so the focus is what happened to me at that very time once I moved through the fear and said, okay, Pam, either you're going to sink or swim. You got to make this happen. And so essentially, Dr. Gina, that's where I was. And that's how I was able to move forward.
And when you said, focus, I think of consistency. So many people, because I know you had some bumps and bruises along the
way. Oh, my goodness,
You have to go through your learning process. I know that there were people that said that they could do things that they couldn't do, or people tried to pull from you and market you for their own gain. I mean, in this type of walk, when God is using you to this magnitude, you'll be surprised the different level of opposition that comes against you. So, you know, consistency is what I think of when you say focus, because a lot of times people quit. They give up and they think that this is not it. Surely this cannot be God because I'm having so much opposition. But when you are going to the next level and being a messenger for God and helping set the captives free, it all goes together, purpose and business. So you got to be kingdom minded. This is our language, this is kingdom language. And so when we are not consistent, then that means that now we've taken over the whole destiny and not allow our faith to be in God. Consistency is, again, like you were saying, as far as, remaining focused and being able to draw people. People are drawn by stability. When they see that you're consistent and that you're passionate about whatever God is doing, using you to bring or to give to them, they receive that, the consistency. If you saying 1 minute I'm doing this and then nobody can find you a month later, that's not consistency. You know,
that's
once you put yourself out there and you put his name on it, you have to, you have to allow him to bring it to fruition. You know, it's just a piece, a nugget. But when God starts you off, it is bigger than we can ever ask or think. And so that's why we have to sometimes not think so much with our natural understanding. But what is the word of God saying? And that's the thing. And I love that when the guy said that, something takes to build 7 to 10 years.
People Dr.
stop.
Kimbrough.
They
can grow rich, Dr.
in the
Kimbrough.
Midst. They don't even keep going. They just throw in the towel and just, water down what God has given them. So that should encourage somebody right there. And I'm the phone lines are open. If anyone wants to call and ask Pamela anything or make a comment, the toll-free number, again, is 1-888-627-6008. I know that there's a lot of men and women that are looking to start their business. You said something here earlier, too, about small businesses. To start a small business, with a small business, What do you find critical to the day-to-day success? Like, what are some of the obstacles or what are some of the benefits day-to-day with having a small business?
Okay, some of the obstacles and then some benefits. Is that your question?
Right. Yes.
Okay. In terms of obstacles, the biggest obstacle I find is the person themselves. Has been me. My business, my biggest obstacle has been me. And then, of course, you already talked about, the obstacles that come from other areas and managing the chaos. Because when you go into business, there are a lot of balls floating at the same time. And the objective is to keep them all going at the same time without dropping one of them. And so you truly are, and I love what Michael Gerber says in E Myth Revisited. He says that there's the visionary, there's the manager, and then there's the technician. And so the greatest obstacle is trying to figure out how do you manage those three roles each and every day. And, of course, let's not even talk about the administrator, the floor sweeper, the person who takes the garbage. You're everything.
Oh,
so you wear all
everything.
The hats.
Exactly.
Right. So you wear it all. And then you've got to market. And then you've got to keep things going. You've got to keep the vision before you. And so that's, I would say, the greatest obstacle. And in terms of the greatest benefit, Dr. Gina, there is nothing like me being able to go and pick my daughter up every day from school. My daughter's 12. She's in the 7th grade. And then she's a competitive dancer. So there is nothing like me being able to. She dances almost a week. So we are very busy. I'm a cab driver as well, chauffeur, if you will. And there's nothing like being able to do that, or being able to, at one point in time, a couple of years ago, my mom had gotten very sick in Detroit. So I literally had to pack her up and move her here with me to Charlotte. And I know that a job would not have given me that time off that I needed to make sure that my mother was okay. I am my mother's only child. And so that's the benefit to having my own. And then if I need more, then I know how to create more. That's the benefit. And then, you know, when we talk about purpose, one of the greatest benefits to me is fulfilling God's purpose in my life and in other people's lives. And so because I am clear that God has specific people assigned to me and that I have to stay on assignment, I have to be consistent. I love what you said, Dr. Jean, about consistency, because that's the key. I have to stay consistent in serving those people, finding those people, and fulfilling their needs and giving them everything that God told me to give them. That's the benefit. And when I see the light bulbs go off in my clients, that's the benefit. When I see my clients' businesses growing and thriving, that's the benefit.
How can you tell the listeners, because a lot of people have ideas and they don't know how to reach people. Is social media one of the avenues that you use? Or can you help people get started? How do you get your customers?
Okay. I get my customers, number one, word of mouth. Word of mouth is a beautiful marketing tool. And when you're consistent in your business, the word of mouth just grows. So I get my clients there. I also find them on social media. And then when I'm out every day, just giving my card to people, telling people what I do, if they've heard me speak. I have a free teleseminar coming up on Monday when I talk about the beginning of developing a business. And I always start everyone at the same place, whether they're in business currently and want to grow or they're brand new to business. I start them at this very same place, and that is the power of success team. And so for finding clients, first of all, you got to work with yourself. And so the power of success teams will help you do that. And that is on Monday. I'll share that with you in just a moment. But in terms of finding clients, social media is free. And what's beautiful about that is, and I am just really growing now in my social media platforms. I'm on Facebook. I have three Facebook pages. I have my personal page. I've got my my speaking platform page and book, you know, for my books and my products. And then I have one for Legacy Partners, and Legacy Partners is my umbrella company. And so to manage that process, I have an administrative assistant who works very minimally for me during the month, and so she helps to manage that. I have Twitter, LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a very, very strong tool as well. But I always encourage people to look both on land, what I call on land, and online. On land, let us not forget about taking advantage of creating press releases for our businesses. And especially if we're doing something out in the community and we're combining community plus our business and we're serving some type of way, that's a great way to combine those. And the news media, they're always looking for great stories. And so, you know, your public relations is key. And then, of course, your local magazines and periodicals, look for free, first of all. Just look for a lot of free. And then online, the sky's the limit. I mean, billions of people are online every day, and I believe Facebook is the lead now in terms of the numbers of people who are actively engaged there. And what's nice about Facebook is you can pay a minimal amount. I mean, like $5 to reach anywhere, I guess it would be up to like 2,000 people. So you can boost a post. So if you post something, you can go ahead and boost that, pay that $5, and it will boost to that many people. And so it's very affordable when you look at it that way.
And, you know, that's what people need to get started, because a lot of people don't have money to start off with. And all of that Pamela has said, I have done myself. And I'm telling you, you have to put in the footwork. It just doesn't happen like overnight. You really have to put in the work. And, you know, I have a press kit, and you know, Pamela has a press kit. And if you have a book and you're an author, or if you're starting speaking engagements, and whatever it is, you got to have something that you can pass out that people can read. You can email them to people. You can, you know, have them with you. You can mail them to people. It's just good to have, because it gives a breakdown of what you represent. Who are you? What is this that you're pitching? And what is your topic? What is it about you? It talks about you. Yeah. Your press kit should have your business, your motive. It should have all of that in there. So it's just a great thing. And also Facebook, is, I agree with you, is great. Mm-hmm. It's free. Mm-hmm. And then you can get many, many people. And with the boosting, I have not done that. I have 5,000 people, over 5,000 now, or almost somewhere. I lost count. But the thing is that I have thought about doing that, and I know that it can be done, and I've seen people do it, and it works for them. I'm Instagram, Twitter, every avenue you can, whatever your message is, to reach the people. That's what you want to do. Linkage. Yes. A lot of people talk about linkage that have businesses. Is that what you're on, Pamela, you said?
Yeah, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, okay.
And LinkedIn.
How does that work for you?
LinkedIn, I'm still working on building my platforms there. But what I'm finding is with LinkedIn, you need to, of course, join groups in LinkedIn. That's the number one key. So I have joined several groups that are in my industry and then industries that I want to reach and for my target audience. But you've got to stay consistent. You've got to join your groups, and you've got to engage in those groups. And so you go in and you have conversations within the framework of those groups. And you can also now post, so if you write an article, you can post articles on LinkedIn. And so that draws people to you based on the articles that you write. Mm-hmm. And so that's yet another opportunity. But what I want to say is this. Out of all the platforms that we've talked about, Dr. Gina, the greatest platforms, blogging and newsletters. Why? Because you have total control over that. Facebook can go away tomorrow, today.
Right.
You know, LinkedIn and Twitter and all that could go away. But when you build your list, you have total control over that. And so blogging consistently, and I am just getting to the point where I already have my plan for blogging consistently and my newsletters. And so it's just developing topics and doing it on a consistent basis. So it's like maybe once a week. Right now my plan is to start, even this week, once a week newsletter, twice a week blog. So when you do that, that attracts people to your website. And so that's how you engage people and let people know what your platform is. But that by far is the greatest tool. And I was with a phenomenal marketeer a few weeks back, and she told me that. And I said, you know what? I said, that makes total sense. That makes total sense. And she was one of the very first bloggers. When blogging first came out, she was one of the very first ones, and her name is Donna Maria Johnson with Indie Business. And I met with her, and I said, what is it? And she said, my blogging and my newsletter. I have been consistently doing that. I think she's been in business over 15 years or something like that, 17 years, very successful business, and it's home-based business. And so she said to focus on blogging and newsletters consistently.
Well, I love that, because that's actually how the blogging and the devotionals, I started that. But again, it was with streamingfaith.com, and that helped a lot of people all over the world to get to my website. So when you said that, that was a light bulb that went off for me. So thank you for sharing that, because you can actually, you can send that to your data, you know, your email list, and just send, and it's so personal. You know, when you send it to them, it's like, wow, this is a message for me. I mean, it can really touch people in a greater magnitude. I love that. That is a great idea. I don't know if you guys are getting all of this information, but it is a wealth of information from Pamela. I'm so thankful that you were able to join with us. And I know a lot of us were blessed. While we have a couple of minutes, can you please give us something to go with? I want you to also talk, you know, tell the title of your book, your next event coming up, your website. Okay. If you can give all of that information and one last word of nugget for us.
Okay. I'm going to give you the nugget first.
Okay.
And it is, again, I want to remind you about focus. So finding the right people with the right resources at the right time. Staying open to the opportunities, staying committed, and we're going to say consistent to your mastery. Thank you, Dr. Gina, for adding that. You understand the rules of engagement, and then systems. Start your systems early. focus on your system. So let's focus. So that's my nugget for today. And last, you can find me at PamelaLuhing.com, and that is Pamela, PamelaLuhing.com, PamelaLuhing.com. And I'd like to invite everyone out, of course, to a free teleseminar that I'm giving on Monday. And it's at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm talking about the power of success teams. And that's at the very beginning. I start all of my clients right there. But it's a 45-minute training that I'm giving on how to build a successful team that supports you and keeps your goals focused and on target. And that number, the call-in number, is 712-775-7031. That's 712-775-7031. The access code is 600-448. That's 600-448. And then lastly, my book, Pink Slip to Powerhouse, is actually a series of books. So Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next, can be found at my website, which again is PamelaLuhing.com. But I also have created an accompanying workbook, which helps you work through each of the steps, in the 12 steps in the book. It asks you very poignant questions about where you are to take you where you need to be. And then you also have, and it will help you develop an action plan. So when you have that workbook along with the book, it works. In addition to that, journaling, I talked about that earlier, how critical journaling was to my process and creating that book. And so my journal looks at three areas every single day. Number one, what did you accomplish for the day? Number two, what did you learn from the challenges of the day? And then thirdly, what are you grateful for? Because I believe that that's where we can really recenter ourselves and see God and how he moved throughout our day. What are we grateful for? And so that's the journal. And then last but not least, we need something to keep us encouraged each and every day. And so I have a book of inspirational quotes. It's called Powerhouse Quotes for Powerhouse Thinkers. And so I have a special for all of your listeners today. If they just go to my website and check it out, that would be great.
Well, that is, because we're getting ready to close up. You guys got to go get that devotional, that inspirational book. You need to go and get Pink Slip, the Powerhouse. You need to check out Pamela Luhing. I'm so glad and so thankful again that you were here. I would love to be at that convention next week. I really need to be a part of that because we can't do anything by ourselves. It takes a team, and you have to be able to relay your vision that God has given you to those that he has sent to help you carry it through. You can't do it alone. It takes a team, and there's, you know, that is so empowering, and I know that people need to be at that event. You need to check it out. Go to her website and get all the information, dates and times. Keep up with this lady, this woman of God, this powerhouse. And, you know, just thank you again, Pamela. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Gina, for allowing me to share the message.
Oh, you are so welcome. God bless you. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. And thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Thank you. God bless you.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
Remember, God wants excellence from us. You can't achieve excellence unless you first excel. Please join us live on Dr. Gina's radio chat every other Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Until next time, loving you.